lose the one of the shtei lechem in a chnami, all the kvosim, then you cannot bring the kvosim. The same thing, all the kvosim, all the lechem in a chnami. If you're going to tell me tenufa is huskuku, then a chnami, even after tenufa, if you lose one, you can't do the other. But v'yim tim slaim, if you want to tell me v'yim tim slaim, tenufa anyway says zika, no, the tenufa does not make zika. If so, heavy lechem ukvosim. Let's say first you brought the shnei kvosim and the shnei lechem and you made a tenufa, the kohen picked them both up. Then v'yovar halechem, the heavy lechem achar, that you lost the lechem, and then you brought another lechem later. So it's a lechem toyin tenufa. The shaliv is, does the second lechem need a tenufa, or you ain't a toyin tenufa? Maybe no, it doesn't need tenufa. Since you already had a din tenufa chal already on these shnei kvosim, maybe you don't have to make another tenufa with the new lechem. That's the shaila. Or the opposite way. Of du kvosim loyti boiloch. What's going to be if you lost the shnei kvosim and you have to bring new ones now? So the other Gemara says here is no shaila. The vade boy tenufa. That avade. Mash medika tenufa is upon the shnei kvosim. So even though first you made a tenufa on the shnei kvosim and the shtei lechem, and now you lost these shtei kvosim. So when you bring the new shtei kvosim, pshit you have to make another tenufa. Because the ikur is the shnei kvosim. Ki tibor locho, where's my shiloh? Ovad halechem. In case we lost the lechem, do you have to make another tenufa or not? Vali b'de benenas, loy tibor. Go to benenas, no shiloh. The yom that he says kvosim, ikka. The ikur is the kvosim. So pshita, since the kvosim is still around, you do not have to have another tenufa. So you do not need another tenufa. But ki tibor locho, where's my shiloh? Ali b'de rabbi kiva, according to rabbi kiva shita. The Yomad that he says, no lechem iko, that the iko is the lechem could come by itself, but not the shnei kvosim. If so, my, according to him, there's a good shiloh. The shiloh is like this. Kivan the lechem iko, since you're telling me now the lechem is the iko, if so, since you lost the first lechem, and you bring in now a new shtei lechem, is boy tenufa. Maybe you have to make a second time a tenufa with these new shtei lechem. Or Dilma, maybe no. Kivan the matir in the day. Kvosim inu. Since Lamais is still, what's matter what gives the Kedusha on the Shtei Lechem is the Shnei Kvosim, and since the Shnei Kvosim already had a Tenufa, those are the same Shnei Kvosim, so since the Matirim had its Tenufa already, maybe let's serve Tenufa. Maybe the Lechem now, these new Shtei Lechem, does not need a Tenufa. Satan Morsel Teiko, that's a good Shiloh, that remain by Teiko. Omalei Abai L'Rova, Abai is about to Rova. Maish no Shnei Kvosim. The Mekadosh Lechem, how can we tell me now the Shnei Kvosim, true it's Mekadosh Lechem? Or Miakvei, and therefore it's Makev, one on the other. Like we had before, you could only bring one without the other, but the other way you can't, whether you can't bring the Shnei Lechem without the Lechem, or whether you can't bring the Lechem without the Shnei Kvosim. But I'll call upon the Yom, Makvei Adodi, if so, Maishno, Shiva Kvosim, or Parvielim, the Loi Mekadosh Lechem, like, how do you know this? How do you know to say the Shiva Kvosim and the Parvielim are not Mekadosh Lechem and therefore they're not Makiv? In the Apostle it says both of them should be Al Halechem. So how do we know to say which one is Makiv, which one is Mekadoshit, and which one is not? So Malay said back like this, Hoye Vuskuku Zela Zebetanufa. I tell you, the Shnei Kvosim, they have to be lifted up together with the Shtei Halechem. So the Sfarad is said that these two are what's Makiv Zera said the Shnei Kvosim and not the other Kabbonis that it says in Sefer Vayikra. So Marasa says no, Vare Taida by Korban Taida, to Lehuskuku Zela Zeba Tunufa. There's no mitzvah there that you have to pick up the Korban Taida and the Chalas. Still, Umekadosh Makva, still there we know the Shechitas of the Korban Taida is what's Mekadosh, the Lechem. So maybe these other Kabbonis that are Brura and Shavuos, that it says the Ikur Hayoim in the Parashas Vayikra, maybe it's also the kuva for the shtei lechem. Smor says rather elo punk fakeret elo ketoido. Learn out the shtei lechem from a korban toido. Ma toido shlomim afochinami shlomim. Just by the korban toido, it's a shlomim, and it's what's matir the lechem. As there also the shnei kvosim, these are shalmei tzibur of shlomim. Vashenken the other kabbonos that say there are korban oilo. So it's the korban shlomim that's mekadosh. Smor says midomi. How can you learn out one from the other? By a korban toide, there's no other korban. That's the only one. So pshita, that's the shlomim. That's mekadosh the lechem. But over here, by the Shtei Alechem of Shavuos, that the Chumash there says a few Karbonis, it says a set of Korban Oilus, and Shnei Kvosim of Shlomim, maybe need both, maybe both together is what's Mekadosh Shtei Alechem. And maybe both should be Makiv. How do we know to say only the Shnei Kvosim is what's Makiv, is what's Mekadosh the Shtei Alechem, and not the other Korban Oilus? Most is true. Ella rather Ke'el Nozer, learn that from El Nozer. Ma'el Nozer. Even though by Nozer he has to bring other korbanos, not only the shlomim, still shlomim who the mekachay is the shlomim that's mekadosh the lechem as brought by the el nozer. The other korbanos are not mekadoshit. The oil that's brought with the nozer is not mekadoshit. Is hochinam here also by shnei kvosim? Loishino. Here also there's no difference. It says it's only the shlomim that's was mekadosh the shtei lechem, and not the korban oilus that are brought with, that are supposed to be brought on Shavuos. Now the worst question, v'hosim in Nolan, how do we know by Nozer Gufo, that's the Shlomim, that's Mekadosh his Lechem, and not the oilo? The Tani we learned, v'yesayil yasa zeh v'shlomim l'ashem al sal ha-matzos. It's the ayil, the ram that's brought for korban Shlomim, that's what comes al ha-matzos. Is Mlama comes to teach us, sa-sal bo-choy v'li-ayil, that the matzahs come achoyve for the ayil, and therefore shchitas ayil mekachin, that the shchitas of the ayil, that's what's mekadosh the lechem that's brought for the nazir. Lefikach therefore taka shochtum shloi lishmoi, if you shecht this shlomim, this ayil shloi lishmoi, lekitcho lechem, the lechem is not kodush by the nazir. So you see clearly, even though the nazir has to bring other kabbonas also, but those kabbonas are not mekadosh the lechem. What's mekadosh the lechem is only the korban shlomim. That's the same story here by Shavuos also, that even though you have to bring a few korban oilus for the chayvus l'yoyim, but the shnei kvosim, which are shlomim, the svar of those, the shnei kvosim, that's what's mekadosh shtei lechem. Therefore, mishnah of machlokes only between the shnei kvosim and the lechem, what's makiv zeh al zeh. But the other korbanos oilus that are brought l'boy b'yoyim, that says in Vayikra, those are not makiv the shtei lechem. Tanur Rabbanan wrote like this. Shtei halechem haboyis bifnei yatzmon. Let's say in a case you bring the shtei halechem by itself, and Rashi says, Ali b'nei Rav Akiva, the yom that he holds kvosim ein makfenes halechem, that even though you do not have the shnei kvosim, still you could bring the lechem. So according to Rav Akiva, that you could bring the shtei halechem by itself, so halacha is yunfu, you have to make a tznuf, you have to lift it up, but utuva tzurosan, you have to wait till the tzura, it changes colors, like Rashi says, it means yis lubalina. You have to let it stay overnight, let it have a psulina, and then the yosla basis rafe, and then you burn it outside. So mashmi, you cannot eat it, but rather you have to burn it. And the chura, why? So avminu is supposed to say the morris the question, monashav, what's going on here? Ili achila asyon, if you hold that you're really allowed to eat these shnei kvosim, even though you don't have this zvochim, you don't have the shnei kvosim to be mekadeshit, to be materit, still you hold, according to Rabbi Akiva, since the shnei lechem could come by itself. You're allowed to eat it also. It's so lichlinu. So what do you have to burn it for? Eat it. Elamai, the other svar is no ilu l'sreif asyun, that the pshat is you're not allowed to eat the shtei lechem, because you don't have the matir. The matir is a shnei kvosim. So true, you can bring the shtei lechem by itself, but there's no matir, you're not allowed to eat it. You have to burn it. If so, that's the din of the shtei lechem to be burned. If so, ilu l'sreif asyun, l'safin l'yalta. Why can't you burn it right away? Look, that's the mitzvah, the shtei lechem, the ikum mitzvah, is to burn it. So why do you have to wait to have an ibet surah, and to wait till overnight first? Is lomalu ibet surah, why do you have to wait overnight? So Marin says, Omar Rabba, the pshat is li'olam l'achilasin. That means the rice are really according to Rabbi Kiva, when you bring the shtei lechem by itself, even though you do not have the kvosim with it, still it has the hetta bachilo. Since it comes by itself, you'll not eat it really. There's a hetta tita midi rice. But I tell you, the reason why you can't eat it, you have to let it burn, is only midrabanan, and it's a gzeiro, that Shem yizdamnu lehem kvosim l'shanu habo, that maybe next year when it comes Shavuos, then they will have shnei kvosim with the shtei lechem. But v'yayimu, people will say next year, that listen, ishtakad last year, l'echalnu lechem b'lo kvosim. Last year we ate the shtei lechem, even though we had no kvosim. Sa'ach shivnam, they'll say the same thing this year also, that even though this year they made the shchit and the shnei kvosim ready, and it's huskugus elazir, they'll still say, Nechol, let's eat it. Even though they lost the shnei kvosim now. But real of Yinu Layad, they don't know the truth is that the ishtak only last year was mutatidit. widely heavy kvosim. They did, since there were no kvosim last year, therefore inu shayu nafshayu. Therefore, since you brought the shtel lechem by itself, it could be matter itself. But hashtag this year, the ikka kvosim that you have the shnei kvosim, kvosim with the shalu, the kvosim is what's matter it. So therefore, if you lose the kvosim, or something goes wrong with the kvosim, you should not be able to eat the shtel lechem. So therefore, Rabbanu made a gzera that even when you bring the shtel lechem by themselves, still you should not eat it. But since it's only mitzvah rabbanim and mitzvah rice, it's mutav achila, you're not allowed to go burn it. So therefore, that's the klal. Always you have to wait till it has a psulina, to leave it overnight. Now that it has a psulina, that's called the tshuva tsurasom, now you're allowed to burn it. Omar Rabbi Rabbi says, minu aminu, how do we know this yisoid? Rashi says, the lachila, asyon afilu boyim b'fnei atzman. How do you know this yisoid, this yisoid, the Koran Rabbi Kiva? When you bring the shnei halechem by itself, even though you have no korban, you're allowed to eat it. Midirais, it's mutav achila. How do we know this? Gemara says that Tanan we learned. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Hayyid ben Bukhri b'Yavna, that kol koyin sheshoykolein achoyt, any koyin that gives the shkolim, he's not achoyt, he's not doing anything wrong. Mashmi doesn't have to, but our kol ponim is not called achoyt if he does. Rashi says, Nafagav yisiv koloiv alab kudim, or kanam lo nifkadu, kanam will not count to them. Still, if he wants to, he's not called achoyt. Because he'll give it over to the tziba. That's what he says. But Omer lo Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai loy, it's not true. But rather ki elo kol koyin she'ein yoshoik ochoito. Any koyin that does not give the master shekel, he's taka ochoito. So Rashi says, the chol ho roi lifkat kom, adayna ben chot shono malo, whoever's fit to be counted. As long as you're 20 years and older, you have a chiyuv to give the master shekel. El if so, akam the kanam did not give. Ela shekahanim adorshim mikros eliyatsman, the kahanim adorshim this way eliyatsman for their own sake, but really they're wrong, if you're going to mazaka yolds. But the Pesuk says, v'chol minchas koyin kolutiyam, any mincha that koyin brings has to be completely burnt. Lo teichal. If so, they figure that they're going to give for the machta shekel. So from that money they buy the korban oimer, and they buy the shtei lechem. If so, hoyil vi oimer shtei lechem. For lechem upon him is bought on every Shabbos lechem upon him. Shalonu hein, if they give money for this, so it's considered like a minchos kahanim. If so, they had a kasha, heich necholim, how is the din that you're allowed to eat from it? So elamai, it must be that they don't have to give for the machzah shekel. That's the way they dashed. But really they're wrong, because the pshat is that's not giving the money to the tzibur. And now it's called the tzibur is buying the korban. That's not called the koy, a minchas koyin. But our korban, the Gemara says now, Hani shtei lechem echidomi. This shtei lechem, let's see what we're talking about. Ilema, but boy, imas devil comes with the korban. Otu toido v'lachmo miloy menat bekanim v'yachlu. Isn't it possible for Kohen to bring the korban toido and lechem, and he won't eat from it? So Rashi says the Maike Tony that heich hein necholim holalachme toido domi. The shtei lechem is only lachme toido. V'toido v'lachmo miloy menat bekanim v'yachlu. Can't the Kahana bring in the dovah, the toidah, and eat the lechem? That wouldn't be a kasha. El olav isn't the case. Talking about the boys of Neyatzmon on a shavuot that they bring the shtei lechem myself without the korban. That was the shaila. Ugetani heichei necholim that they had a kasha. How could they eat from it? Alma, what do we see? Lachil nasyon that the Kahana's question was if they give into the machzah shekel, so it comes out as their money that they're using to buy the shtei lechem. That a kasha should be called the minchas kanim, which should be completely burnt. And they asked the question, because the locher is allowed to eat it. A kopon, we see clearly from here that when the shtei lechem comes by itself, the kanim are allowed to eat from it. Oh, Malaya by Sabaya says back, no. We are the maybe talking about now, but boys and mazevos, we're coming with a korban. Ah, the kakashtok, you have a question. Me toide v'lachma, that just like a kohen could bring a korban toide with this lechem, so pshiti could bring the shnei kvosim with its shtei lechem. So I'll tell you no. Kashlo toide v'lach me toide toide lo yikri mincha. I'll tell you a toide is not called a mincha, but shtei halachem yikri mincha is a big difference. By a korban toide, lechem is not called a mincha. If even though a kohen brings it, he's not eat from it. It's only a lach and a minchas kohen that cannot be eaten. Mashenka the shtei lechem is called a mincha. Shneim the pasuk says ba'rivchem ba'hakrivchem mincha chadosh el Hashem. And that goes on the shtei lechem. There at the kashya, the shtei lechem they held was brought from their money. It should be also to eat. And how come the Israelites eat it? So there they had a kashya because it's called the mincha l'Hashem. But by Korban Torah, there is no kasha, there is not called a mincha. So a kid, so you have no proof to say when the shtelechah comes by itself that you're allowed to eat it. Could be by itself you're not allowed to eat it. But only when it comes with the korban, that's when they have the kasha, how could you eat it then? Rabbi Yosef Amar Yerlom L'Sreif Asya, and he also know when you bring the shtelechah by themselves, from the raisi, he's supposed to burn it. If so, what do you have to have two bits of rosa for? Why no time at Loisa Finu? How come we don't burn it right away? The Fishain Sor from Kachem Yomtiv. Song about Anshu is it's a Yomtiv. So it's also to burn Kachem on Yomtiv. That's why we have to wait till Moitsoy the next day. Omle Abayim Midom Yosem, Le Mitzvosim Kach. On a regular Yomtiv, you can't burn Kachem. It's not a mitzvah to burn it. But Ocho, the Mitzvosim Kach, the Safinu. But here in the Churik, if you tell me the Shtel Lechem is supposed to be burnt, that's its mitzvah. So this is the mitzvah of Yoim. You should be able to burn it even on Shavuos. Midah Devi, Parah B'Soy Yom Kippurim, that you're allowed to burn the Parah B'Soy Yom Kippur, because that's the mitzvah Sayyim. So if you tell me that the Shtel Lechem has a din to be burnt, the body should be able to burn it, even on Yom Tif. So when it says, Radi Elom Rav Yosef, Yzeir Rishin Yizdam Nulem Kvosim, Liyachem Ikam, that maybe later on, they'll come up with Kvosim. Alright, turn over. Yes, Rashi says like this, that this gzeiro, shem yizdam lehem kvosim liyacha mikan, Rashi says, that means liyacha sreifas lechem, after you burn the lechem, maybe then they'll find they'll have shtei lechem, they'll have shnei kvosim. And then it came out you weren't supposed to burn it, you're supposed to eat it. Hilkach therefore, mashin and lu, you have to wait the whole day. Shem yavo ha kvosim, yunfu imoim viyochlo. Therefore, even though midiraisi is supposed to burn the shtei lechem, that comes by itself without the shnei kvosim, but you cannot burn it on Yom Tov, because you have to be afraid maybe later on this day of Yom Tov, they'll find you to shnei kvosim. And then you have the mitzvah to make a tenufa together and to eat it. So therefore we tell you you can't burn it on Yom Tov. Omalei Abaya, Tenach kol zman akrivosam. That's good, you can't burn it. Kol zman atziyoyim before shkia, that if you find the karbonos you can bring it. But the boss akhles afinu, for the very after shkia, that you can't make a shkit, you can't make a zrikas a carbon anymore, then you should be able to burn it. How come it says that you have to wait till overnight and first burn it in the next morning? Smor says, Enechonami, my tuba tsurasa namadutani. Know what I mean to say here? Tuba tsurasa, wait till it's sura, till it's a form, it changes. Tsuras hakrovasam. All I mean to say is wait until the zman of the krova hakrova. When it passes by shkia, that you cannot bring it anymore, Enechonami, then you could burn it. Because again, midiraisa we're going now, these shnei alechem, when it comes by itself, you're supposed to burn it. Since there's no matter to it, you can't eat it. But it's exerim not to burn it now, maybe you'll find karbonos later. So it means tubas rasa, means as soon as it passes by a shkia, that you can't bring the korban anymore, and echnami, then you're supposed to burn the shnei alechem. Even though it's a shkia, even though it's a tziyom to still, because it's misfosa mekachet smuta. Rav Omer Rav says no. Liachil Asyan, really the Shtei Lechem comes by itself, you could eat it. And so how can we burn it? Well, Gzeri Mishum de Rabba, it's Gzeri Mishum de Rabba. For Lav Mitame, but not according to his own reasoning. As Rashi says, Rabba's time we had before was Gzeri Shem Yizdan Lem Kvos Mashan Abo. But Lav Mitame, and not from his reasoning. Do what Rashi says, Luyel, we know Aminim Etan, Hei Ben Bukhri. Now that's the Gzeri attack, and they were afraid that maybe next year they'll come to have the Shtei Kvosim, and they'll think then you'll not eat it without bringing the carbon. That's the Gzeira. But then the question before is, where was this raya to say it's mutar b'achila? See, brought a raya before from Yehuda, from Hayyid ben Bukhri b'Yavna. He brought the raya from there. So the Gemara is saying that raya is not a good raya. Gemara says, for love me time not from his raya, elu mikra from a posik. For yomar rov, minula, where's this posik to sieve? Mi moshva seichem tovi lechem tenufa. Bikurum lashem. That you could bring from moshva seichem bikurum lashem. So it comes out, the Shnei HaLechem is Hakeshen LeBikurim. If so, Ma Bikurim B'fnei Yatzman, just like Bikurim could be brought by itself. And you're allowed to eat the Bikurim, Av Shnei HaLechem B'fnei Yatzman, who Adin Amol, you could bring the Shnei HaLechem by itself. If you don't have the Shnei Kvosim, you could bring the Shnei HaLechem by itself. Umino, it has the same look like Bikurim. Ma Bikurim L'Achilu, just like that Bikurim, you're allowed to eat the Bikurim that comes by itself. Shita, that's the mitzvah of Bikurim, give it to the Kohen, the Kohen's allowed to eat it. Is if so, I'll tell you, Av Shtei HaLechem Nami Lachilom. The same thing applies by Shtei HaLechem also. That the mitzvah of the Shtei HaLechem is when it comes by itself, and Echnami Yitaki, you're allowed to eat it. Alright, we'll stop here.